When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
One of my favorite songs, and certainly one of the most romantic songs written by a team of very romantic composers, Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II, sung ineffably and so movingly by Irene Dunne from a 1939 film called High, Wide, and Handsome. Have you seen it lately? No, I bet you haven't, but you sure know that song. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of Southampton, New York. Well, we're in the days leading up to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I think this year falls on a Saturday, so we're going to get it 6 days ahead of Valentine's Day. And of course, you can't really tackle songs from the American musical theater without tackling romance in some way. But what way shall we tackle it today, dear listeners? Well, a good chum of mine, Matt Sussman, props to Matt, had an idea once a long time ago to do a show about first love. And I thought that was an interesting idea, and I thought we could kind of expand on that. So The Folks Who Live on the Hill is a very optimistic, youthful, romantic song about what the romantic future might be. So we're going to pair up first love and last love songs, or more mature love, by composer Strauss and Adams. Charles Strauss and Lee Adams wrote such great songs in the 1960s. Here's one from their first big hit, Bye Bye Birdie, about a group of young girls searching for first love in their high school. One boy from Bye Bye Birdie.
Fabulous bird, you're out of your mind and way out of sight. You're one of a kind, unique is the word, and that's why I find the others all trite. I like the weird things that happen inside of your skull. Being with you may be hard on the nerves, but it's never dull. Oh no, never dull. You walk in a room and people all stare, cause baby you bloom, they'd have to be blind to not recognize the rarest of rare. Right under their eyes you're one of a kind. If there were two of you, or God forbid a few of you, too much is what it would be. But you're one of a kind, one of a kind, one of a kind, one of a kind. And you're the kind of a woman for me. Who else would take a swim completely dressed in Central Park at 3 a.m. the night she won the Tony?
I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
Who grabbed a Flaming Cherries Jubilee and burned a movie script at Chasen's yelling it was phony?
Was that me?
You always were a crazy kid.
I shudder at the things you did. Your ego seems to suit my id.
So kiss me!
You mad fool! You know you grind your teeth at night.
Your snoring is a real delight.
It's noisy, but we sleep all right.
You are one of a kind, a fabulous bird. You're out of your mind and way out of sight. You're one of a kind, unique is the word. And that's why I find the others all trite. At times you're selfish and stubborn and blind as a mole. But even so, you're a kick to be with. You're good for my soul, so good for my soul. You walk in a room and people all stare, cause baby you bloom, they'd have to be blind to not recognize the rarest of rare right under their eyes. You're one of a kind. If there were two of you, oh God forbid, a few of you, too much is what it would be. But you're
one of a kind, one of a kind, one of a kind, one of a kind, and you're the kind of a nut for me.
Lauren Bacall and Len Carreyrou from Applause from 1970. So you heard a decade of Strauss and Adams' view of first love and a more mature love from Applause, where that couple is, you know, they've figured each other out. They know where they're going. Well, speaking of knowing where you're going, Paint Your Wagon was a Lerner and Lowe musical way before, I think about 4 or 5 years before My Fair Lady, and it's a story of the Gold Rush, and it's going to be revived at Encores in March, late March, I think. But talk about songs of romantic expectation. Expectation whirls me about and makes me giddy, says Shakespeare in Troilus and Cressida. And here is Julie Andrews in a studio recording, also from the 50s, to embrace that passionate expectation from Paint Your Wagon, How Can I Wait? Music by Frederick Lowe, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner.
Remember it well. How often I've thought of that Friday
Monday.
Night when we had our last rendezvous. And somehow I foolishly wondered if you might, by some chance, be thinking of it too. That carriage ride,
you walked me home.
You lost your glove?
It was a comb.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. That brilliant sky,
we had some rain.
Those Russian songs
from sunny Spain.
Ah, yes, I remember it well. You wore a gown of gold.
I was all in blue.
Am I getting old?
Oh, no, not you. How strong you were, how young and gay. Of love in every way.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
A great Lerner and Lowe song about looking back on romance from a more mature perspective. Of course, that's I Remember It Well from Gigi, sung in this iteration by Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, who were married for decades, so obviously they knew what they were singing about. Listeners, it's Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. We have a Valentine's Day show today, in advance of Valentine's Day, looking at love from a variety of perspectives. And if you want to listen to the show on a variety of perspectives, you can go to our website, broadwaytomainstreet.com, and look at now, I don't know how many it is, 130, 140 shows. We're in our fourth year now, thanks to your support of this station and this kind of programming. So that might be something to do on Valentine's Day, is sort of cuddle up and listen to some more romantic songs. Well, Stephen Sondheim is a lyricist, and as a lyricist-composer, looked at romance in many different ways. Not always jolly and exciting and ebullient, but he sure did in his 1957 debut, West Side Story, music by Leonard Bernstein. Here is Carol Lawrence and Larry Kurt, Falling in Love at First Sight, tonight.
In my words and in everything I do, nothing else but you ever.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Always you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be.
Tonight, tonight,
Not afraid.
They are strict with me, please.
I love you.
Good night, good night. Sleep well, and when you dream of me.
Pretending I reach for you. Thousands of mornings dreaming of my girl. All that time wasted merely passing through. Time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Many mornings wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning turning into days. All the days that I thought would never end. All the nights with another day to spend. All those times I looked up to see Sally standing at the door, Sally moving to the bed, Sally resting in my arms with her head against my head.
Kiss me, man. I think I'm gonna die.
How I planned what I'd wear tonight, and when should I get here? How should I find you? Where I'd stand, what I'd say in case you didn't remember. How I'd remind you.
Always real.
I should have warned you.
And I've always loved you
I
this
won't
much.
Be the last time.
We could always be
the time I was
this Sally moving to the
Is there a more touching song about love that lasts and yet is not fully requited over the decades? That, of course, is Too Many Mornings from Follies, a wonderful concert recording with the immortal Barbara Cook and the wonderful George Hearn. What a great duet. This is Larry Maslon. We are looking at First Love and Last Love today on our nominal Valentine's Day show on Broadway to Main Street. So love from a different perspective, told often by the same composer. Now, we heard the same lyricist with different composers. That was Sondheim, first with Bernstein, and then, of course, his own music. Now we'll hear Richard Rodgers, the same composer, but with two lyricists. We will go to The King and I, which is going to be revived this March at Lincoln Center Theater. I like the studio recording very much. It's got Peebo Bryson and Leah Salonga, and anybody named Peebo can sing on my show anytime. I Have Dreamed from The King and I.
I have dreamed that your arms are lovely. I have dreamed what a joy you'll be. I have dreamed every word you whisper when you're close to me. How you look in the glow of evening. I have dreamed and enjoyed the view. In these dreams I've loved you so that by now I think I know what it's like to be loved.
Yesterday,
Your laughter rang with love, each gesture sang with love, so much you loved me. You were a warming fire, you were the sun at noon. Can a love that has burned so brightly turn to cold gray ash so soon? Ours, you said, was an undying love, but our undying love has proved a lie. As a star can fall from the sky, so can love undying die. Yesterday you were a tower. You filled an hour of love with fervent sighing. Yesterday, were you aware at all? And did you care at all that love was dying? Gone is the warming fire. Seems that lasting love has passed us by. As a star can fall from the sky, so can love undying die.
That was Penny Fuller singing a great song, not very well known song, about undying love, written with from the musical Rex, 1976, I think, about Henry VIII, sung music by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. I guess that story is coming back to Broadway in Wolf Hall, the story of those Tudors and slamming their two-door garages everywhere on each other's heads. Okay, so we're looking at romantic songs. We'll turn a slight... down a different alley. La Cage aux Folles in 1983 was groundbreaking because it was the first real gay romance celebrated on stage in this great Jerry Herman musical. Let us hear Kelsey Grammer and Douglas Hodge from the most recent revival. And then we'll hear, a little bit of fair warning, a demo recording by Noel Coward and his director Joe Layton from a show called Sail Away. And amazing, in 1962, they both decided to sing it together. Anyway, but first, La Cage aux Folles.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met. A fellow with a concertina sang, what was the song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. I heard la da 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 da, as we walked on the sand. I heard la da da da, I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. La da 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 da. And I'm young and in love. I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da. And I'm young and in love.
Oh, shush. Oh. You play my heart like a concertina. You're such a poet. I'm not sure about the crash of the waves, this being the Mediterranean. But basically, you're correct. This is all about love, this wedding. Not jealousies, old wounds. So Sybil can come, and the three of us will bear witness to our son's marriage together, hand in hand, in hand.
Alban, there's something else I have to tell you.
George, I'll be late for the second show.
Alban, please, I have to tell you something.
Sherry, I mustn't keep my audience waiting.
Tonight, for the first time in his life, he has to be on time. Oh, Alban, you're still a surprise.
I hear la da 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 da. And I'm young.
So you just happened to describe my gallant, loyal little company, collectively and individually, as garbage.
Yes, sweetheart.
You also just happened to announce to them, collectively and individually, that they were unable to get the show off the ground because they had lead in their asses.
Yes, sweetheart.
You also just happened to order 50,000 unnecessary props for the Taormina Ballet, which was completely altered, and several miles of expensive rope for a dance for Grover, which was doomed from the outset and cut immediately.
Yes, sweetheart.
I sincerely hope that God may forgive you, Joel, for I never shall.
Garbage, sweetheart.
We do not fear the verdict of posterity.
Our lives have been too humdrum and mundane. In the twilight of our days,
having reached the final phase, in all sincerity,
we must explain. We're a dear old couple, and we hate one another, and we've hated one another for a long, long time, from the day that we were wed up to the present. Our lives, we must confess, have been progressively more unpleasant. We're just sweet old darlings who despise one another with a thoroughness approaching the sublime. But through all our years, we've been affectionately known as the Bronxville, Darby, and Joan. Our golden wedding passed with all our family, an orgy of remembrance and rue.
In acknowledgement of this, we exchanged a loving kiss.
A trifle clammily, because we knew we're a dear old couple who detest one another. We've detested one another since our bridal night,
which was boring, unattractive, and convulsive,
and proved beyond dispute that we were mutually repulsive.
We're just sweet old darlings who torment one another with the utmost maliciousness and spite. And through all these months, we've taught the company to know we're the Bronxville, Darby and Joan. We're the Bronxville, Darby and Joan.
Noel Coward and his director of Sail Away, Joe Layton. That must be sort of a demo party recording for the cast, I think. Bronxville, Darby and Joan. I think a song only on the London cast album. I don't know. No Coward, can't beat it. Well, we're looking at First Love and Last Love on today's Valentine's Day show. Let us look at a more contemporary composer, Jason Robert Brown, who has a musical romantic comedy, got great reviews, Honeymoon in Vegas, currently on Broadway. He's done a very broad range of shows. There was a show about high school students called 13, which I rather liked a couple of years ago, and it's well, it didn't star. It featured at the time a young singer who has risen to become my son Miles' favorite singer of all time. Yes, folks, Ariana Grande. Who knew she was in a Broadway musical? From the musical 13, and then we'll segue into a beautiful song sung by Stephen Pasquale from Bridges of Madison County. Two songs about love by Jason Robert Brown.
Better run, hide. I never noticed what was there inside, but now, now,
There was something in the desert. There was some place wild and green, and a child in a village I passed through. There are places that I've traveled, and so many things I've seen, and it all fades away. But I was sliding down a mountain. I was burning in the sun. I was crying with amazement at the view. I was capturing a moment, but when all is said and done, well, it all fades away. But you, it all fades away, it all fades away, it all fades away, but you. I have sailed across the oceans, past the cities and the farms, on a never-ending quest for something new. And the only thing that mattered was the 4 days in your arms, and it all fades away, but you, it all. Eternal, that cannot be torn apart. There is one thing that remains forever true. Past the thinking, past the breathing, past the beating of my heart, it will all fade away. But you, it all.
That was the extremely impressive Steve Pasquale from the most recent Jason, well, not the most recent, the penultimate Jason Robert Brown Broadway show, The Bridges of Madison County. Great score. I think that will go down in the canon as one of the great Broadway love songs. I certainly hope so. That's what we've been looking at today in advance of Valentine's Day. Great Broadway love songs. You could do, I don't know, 172 hours of those, certainly. But we are looking at First Love and Last Love, a way that Broadway composers have looked at that kind of joyous moment when two couples meet across the proverbial crowded room and fall in love, and then often how the same composer tackles more mature couples looking over marriage or loss or long-time relationships, sometimes with joy and affection, sometimes with sadness and regret, all those great things we love in a show. Well, we started the show by playing a wonderful song I love very much called The Folks Who Live on the Hill, written by Kernan Hammerstein in 1939, sung by Irene Dunne for a movie called High, Wide, and Handsome. And in that movie, she's so full of possibility and potential with Randall Scott, of all people, whom she falls in love with. And another thing I love about songs in the Broadway canon is great interpreters can total do a switcheroo. They can switch the periscope around, and you can look at something from a completely different perspective. Nina Simone, that great, great jazz, blues, everything singer, tackled that song on her final album called A Single Woman. And she sings the same notes, and she sings the same lyrics, well, most of the same notes, but from a completely different perspective. It is our wonderful bookend to our First Love, Last Love sequence today on Broadway to Main Street. I hope you all have a happy Valentine's Day and share it with someone you care about. I'll be sharing it with my wife, Genevieve. So onwards and upwards. Thanks for listening to our show. Here is Nina Simone with a Kern and Hammerstein standard sung from an amazing personal perspective.
This song is dedicated to the memory of my dear friend, the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mr. Earl Barrow. Someday we'll build a house on a hilltop high. You and I, shiny and new, a cottage that two can fill. And we'll be pleased to be called the folks who live on the hill. Someday we may be adding a thing or two, a wing or two. We will make changes as any family will, and we'll be to live on the hill. Our veranda will command a view of meadows green, the sort of view that seems to sit and look at the same old view, just we two, Darby and Joan, who used to be Jack and Jill.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.